For the first time since mid-March, Alaska bars had the option last weekend to reopen, albeit with some restrictions. Last Friday morning, Totem Bar owner Aaron Powell was spacing out bar stools and tables in anticipation of his first customers in almost 2 months. A row of tables is completely blocked off. That's because he can only operate at 25% or less capacity.
We're going to cap it right now at 22. Just for the way the spacing is with the seating and the tables we're losing for the 10 feet spacing.
It's the same story at Ramey's Bar, where the sun is shining into a dim, empty bar before opening hours. More than a dozen stools are stacked in the corner, off limits due to COVID-19 restrictions. Owner Ramey Privett says the state isn't allowing him to take any chances.
We have to bleach every hour, on the hour, every surface, every table, every chair. In fact, where your arm is, as soon as you leave, I will have to bleach that area down.
Both bar owners say they hope customers will show up, and if they do, play by the rules. Folks still need to socially distance, i.e. keep 6 feet apart, but Privett says that'll be a little awkward.
We're not police officers, we're bartenders.
Powell says handshakes and fist bumps are a customary greeting, even before the booze kicks in.
If they don't play by the rules, they'll be asked to leave. Hopefully everyone understands what we're trying to do, because if we don't, it can come down and we can be shut down again, which we don't want.
Powell opened his bar at 1 p.m. last Friday. Sure enough, two guys claimed their seats and perched their elbows on the bar, granted 6 feet apart. Lloyd Ward and Sam Campus say they aren't night hounds, but a quick drink after they finish their errands in town has been a tradition.
We come, we have a couple beers, and we go home. That's about it. We do it early before the crowd gets here.
They're following the rules, maintaining social distancing.
We sit close to each other in the truck. Mm-hmm. Have we got it yet? No. And here we are, got in a bar here, sitting 6 feet apart.
In fact, Ward says he's skeptical about the COVID-19 restrictions for public health.
Many of the things that they're doing have nothing to do with safety at all of citizens, and it's really, really, really damaged the businesses.
He questions if civil liberties are being eroded.
The Constitution's on our side, just governments clearly are not.
Campus is fatalistic. He's in his 70s, a higher risk of becoming seriously ill if he contracts coronavirus.
If I get it, I get it. I don't. There's nothing I can do about it.
By 5 p.m., the bars are filling up. Patrons maintain their distance. No one shied to have their conversation bounce around the room.
It was worth coming in here.
Okay, there's only about 6 people in the bar, so the after-work crowd isn't often much more than that. Charity Hommel and her husband sit at Ramey's. They say they're there to support a local business.
First of all, to support Ramey. Yeah. Secondly, because we do like to come down here and socialize.
The owner's patrons are some of his closest friends and his acquaintances. They can assume what Privett has went through financially for the past 50 days. Dennis Neff came alone to the bar to relax and make casual conversation.
Well, for myself, this is actually like a breath of fresh air. Family away from family, and this is where I enjoy my other acquaintances.
He's been tested for COVID-19. It was negative, and he says he had no hesitation about going out.
I'm not afraid of it. Yeah. Not one bit. If it's your time to go, it's your time to go, but I only speak for myself. I don't want no one else to die or get hurt.
In the days following, bar owners report good enough business. It's mostly the after-work crowd. The late-night drinkers are still staying home. But bar owners say with each passing day, business is looking good. And they hope it can stay that way. If Wrangell maintains its perfect record with 0 cases, it probably can. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.